Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey, reminder, check out the Schmodown Patreon today. Go ahead and click that like button, the bell, and subscribe to this channel. 10 questions will be asked to the field, spanning the entire movie trivia galaxy. 15 seconds to write down a response to each question. If you get it correct, you earn yourself a point. Keep in mind, competitors, 3 repeats throughout the duration of the 3-round match. So use them, but use them wisely.
Here we go. Badass and killer. Action adventure is your category for question number one. Who appears in the following action films? The Meg, Ghosts of Mars, and The Italian Job.
Did you ever think when you were a kid that you'd be announcing any sort of contest between a badass and a killer?
No, you know, I felt like I had real big dreams when I was a kid.
You're realizing it.
I know.
5, 4, 3. What do you want to be? 2.
I don't know.
Doctor,
happy.
Astronaut, archaeologist. Pens down. Let's go to Paige.
It is Jason Statham.
Yes, it is. And did Mike Kalinowski have?
He stole my name. He was like, oh, they call me Handsome Rob because I'm Handsome Mike.
He still got the yucks. He still got him.
Here is your next question in the category of horror movies. Which famed horror franchise features performances from Dennis Hopper, Matthew McConaughey, Jessica Biel, and R. Lee Ermey?
I think I was saying R. Lee Ermey's name wrong for about the first 15 plus years of my life.
How do you mispronounce that?
I just said Emery. Just do that. You see me do it on the desk probably tonight as well.
You don't want to mispronounce that guy. You're doing a lot of push-ups.
Rest in peace.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down to Kalinowski.
All right. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Hey, still got the yucks.
There we go.
That's correct. And Paige?
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Also has Texas Chainsaw.
Of the following actors, who doesn't appear in Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald? Dan Fogler, Eddie Redmayne, John Voight, or Zoe Kravitz?
You know, I feel like you could just take a dartboard of a bunch of actors, throw darts at it, and you're going to hit somebody in one of those Fantastic Beasts movies. Many people!
I have seen only the first Harry Potter in that entire universe.
You gave up?
I
5, 4.
Didn't understand any
3.
Of
the sorting hat did not like you.
Nope.
2, 1. Pens down. Let's go to Paige.
Is it Zoe Kravitz?
It is not Zoe Kravitz. Does Mike have it?
He left his pencil in George Costanza's car. John Voight.
The guy even has
you got it. Come on, you got that one.
Sports movies. And the question. What 1992 hockey film featured the tagline, "He's never coached, they've never won, together they'll learn everything about winning"?
You know, it's got to be a bit frustrating there for Betty running into a kind of IG adjacent category there.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just it's an innocent decade in 2010.
Yes,
but then the Fantastic Beast was the question, and so now he's got the sunglasses.
I mean, they're both smiling.
4.
I don't know what this one.
3, 2, 1. Pens down. Mike, it's a sports question. Did you have it?
Well, this is a tough one. I don't know. I don't have an accent. I don't have an impression either, but I'm going to say it's the Mighty Ducks.
You didn't want to quack? All right. How about Paige for Betty?
Quack. Quack.
There you go.
Mighty Ducks, guys.
She had the Mighty
there
Ducks
we go.
Written down.
I'm here in the category of directors. For which sci-fi film did director Denis Villeneuve receive his only Academy Award nomination for Best Director thus far?
It's almost frightening, the mob mentality of the studio audience.
I know,
as soon as
just
Andrew Guy
anything.
Says quack, they were just in. They were ready to run through a brick wall for you.
Should try this with something. Never mind.
I was going to say, leave it in the studio.
I'm happy up here on the desk. I'd like to stay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Great power comes great responsibility.
There
Pens down. Let's go to Paige first.
Is it Arrival?
It is Arrival, and Mike Kalinowski.
Okay, Arrival.
Also had Arrival, some crime films. And the question. This 1995 Martin Scorsese film features supporting performances from James Woods, Don Rickles, and Kevin Pollak. Two of those people. Very funny.
Thank you.
Very,
I was
very
trying to
funny.
Think of how I wanted to phrase my opinions on one of them. Instead,
Twitter aside, two of them. Very funny. Five. Four.
It's appropriate that the other's three, best role is
two,
Hades.
One. The other one has a high school named after. Your pens are down, and we go to Mike Kalinowski. Did he have it?
Oh, I wanted to get into the town, so I opened up a casino called the Gold Rush. I can get one of those sandwiches. And you think you can come get me, and you throw me out of town? You, it's a casino.
I think that was De Niro, or maybe Pesci.
It's both of them.
It's like Pesci and De Niro had a kid.
Cornucopia of accents.
For Betty, did you have it? Paige?
And yeah, that's what Mike will be doing, serving me at the casino with his drinks. Looking really nice.
I can see that happening.
New releases. Taylor Sheridan directed what famous actress as Smokejumper Hannah alongside John Bernthal, Aidan Quinn, and Nicholas Holt in 2021's Those Who Wish Me Dead?
I don't know what it is. I don't know what a Smokejumper is, but that sounds awesome.
Yeah, right?
It sounds like the coolest G.I. Joe.
All right, going back in time, that's what I want to be as a kid. Smokejumper.
Five, four, three.
I'll use a repeat.
Okay, that is a Paige for Betty repeat. That is her first.
It's a seventh question here coming from the category of new releases. Taylor Sheridan directed what famous actress as Smokejumper, Hannah, alongside John Bernthal, Aidan Quinn, and Nicholas Holt in 2021's Those Who Wish Me Dead? I'll be honest, I thought it was For Those Who Wish Me Dead, and I was wrong again.
You just got too excited. You like talking.
I do.
You like attention.
I almost
you
just
need it.
Added
you craved it.
In.
Did you already write it down? I don't know what you're doing over there.
No.
It's your first time in
three,
the live event, isn't it?
I did, like, yeah.
One, you're doing great, kid. Okay. Pens down. Let's go to Paige.
Angelina Jolie.
Is correct. Wow. Did Mike have it?
I did have it, yeah.
All right.
I got it.
Study is the category musicians in film. And for a point, David Bowie features in what Christopher Nolan film featuring supporting performances from Michael Caine, Scarlett Johansson, and Andy Serkis?
God. You know, I said it, and I just did it to everyone
in this room.
Did you
know that was coming?
I affected the lives of dozens of people, hundreds of people, thousands. good God.
Five, four, three, two, hands down, Michael Caine.
There's a turn.
Oh, no.
When you have a magician, and he's got the three parts to it, and then that little birdie died. But that was played by, the movie's called The Prestige.
Thank you, Michael.
That's
okay.
A Michael Caine for
Prestige
you.
Is correct. Paige, you can just give us the correct answer if you
yes,
wish.
Yes, it's The Prestige.
Okay,
yeah.
Paige
had
it.
We get question number nine. Fantasy sci-fi. Julia Roberts and Lily Collins star opposite each other in this 2012 fantasy based on Snow White. His Michael Caine is always so sad.
I'm just enjoying the silence. I got to be honest.
I should just, you're right. Sometimes I just don't know how to take a hint.
Oh, feels good. Yeah. Just imagine you're on a beach somewhere for another couple seconds. Yeah. A couple pelicans flying over.
Margarita in the hand. Maybe even a Mai Tai because you're on a beach.
Four. I was told there would be no salt. Three, two, one. Pens down. Pens down. And we go to Paige for Betty.
Mira
is correct. Mike Kalinowski.
Ooh, Mira.
Hey, look at him.
Right.
For 1 point, your question, wrapping up round number one and possibly for a perfect round for Mike. What 2009 comedy featuring Rashida Jones and J.K. Simmons marked the third collaboration between Paul Rudd and Jason Segel after Knocked Up and Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Shot out of a cannon, who do you take? Paul Rudd or Jason Segel? Do you have a favorite?
It's hard to go against Rudd for really anything,
right?
Segel amuses.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, I really enjoy his work, but Paul Rudd, one of a kind, right?
Yeah, right. No. You would have gotten in trouble if you said anything otherwise, even though I as well love Jason
Four,
Segel.
Three, two, one. Pens down. Mike Kalinowski for a perfect round.
I'm not going to do a Lou Ferrigno impersonation, but it's I Love You, Man.
It is I Love You, Man, and Lou
Thank
Ferrigno
you.
Does feature Paige for Betty.
I don't love this man, but it is I Love You, Man.
All right, and so it is 10-9 as we close. And Mike Kalinowski, perfect round number one, meaning he gets a bonus question. Andrew Guy's going to be asking it. Mike's going to attempt to answer it. Mike, you don't need to write this down. You can just simply answer it within 15 seconds.
Okay.
All right, Killer, your bonus question. 1978 saw the release of what sequel featuring Roy Scheider reprising his role as Chief Martin Brody?
That's one of those trick ones, isn't it? Jaws 2.
That is correct.
You seemed upset.
Perfect round number one.
As we head into round number two, this is the wheel round. The wheel will emerge. Each competitor gets a spin. Five questions will emerge from whatever category that wheel lands on. Each question's worth 2 points unless they need multiple choice. Keep in mind, stealing is available in this round, and this round only. You may spin from the pegs at your ready. All right, round and round it goes, and it is Batman.
Definitely. Notice.
Doesn't say the Batman, just any Batman.
Any Batman. Yeah. And honestly, save all of us, please.
Crowd a little excited for Paige to keep Batman, but Mike Kalinowski knows a lot about that.
Yeah, you have to assume he is on topic, but I think James Bond and
we're going to spin again.
They're going to spin again, and that's right. James Bond also working on that wheel, but she spun Jennifer Connelly. Okay. All right,
yes.
Career of.
Who directed 1991's The Rocketeer, featuring Billy Campbell and Jennifer Connelly?
That is Joe Johnston.
That is correct for 2 points, and we are all tied up here at 11. Jennifer Connelly makes her theatrical film debut as the younger version of Elizabeth McGovern's Deborah in what epic crime film starring Robert De Niro and James Woods?
That is Once Upon a Time in America.
That is correct for 2 more points. In 1986's Labyrinth, starring Jennifer Connelly, what is the name of the Goblin King played by David Bowie?
That is Jareth.
Jareth. Correct for 2 more points. Darren Aronofsky directed Ellen Burstyn, Jared Leto, and Jennifer Connelly in this 2000s psychological drama.
Requiem for a Dream.
I still think Burstyn should have won an Oscar for this. Page for Betty,
you're not
perfect.
Wrong.
1996's Mulholland Falls, featuring Nick Nolte and Jennifer Connelly, follows a squad of LAPD detectives during what decade?
Can I go multiple choice to be safe?
Is it A, the 1930s, B, the 1940s, C, the 1950s, or D, the 1960s?
I believe it is the 1950s.
It's always tough to check down on those questions, Ellis, but Paige Fribetti has a perfect round number two. I know he's looking for Batman, but a lot of other stuff up there on the wheel.
Yeah, he's got a lot of good stuff that he wants to spin, and SCTV alumni, the great Canadian sketch show. I love that as a wheel slice.
I do, too. That's a lot of fun.
I have a feeling, though, that Batman, maybe even Keanu Reeves, Zemeckis, Jimmy Bond is just too tempting.
He's going to spin again.
He's going to spin again. And you got to wonder what's under those wild card slices.
I know. We might find out. No.
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. Much better.
Which actress co-starred with Keanu Reeves in the films The Devil's Advocate and Sweet November?
That would be Charlize Theron.
That's probably the right way to pronounce her last name. That is correct. In the film Constantine, John Constantine learns that he is sick and likely to die from what specific disease?
It's lung cancer, leukemia.
Need a final answer.
I think you have to give one answer.
Five,
multiple choice.
Four. All right, your multiple choice options for a point. Is it A, leukemia, B, lung cancer, C, brain cancer, or D, hepatitis?
Writers laughing to themselves right now.
Lung cancer, B.
50-50 shot, and Mike got it. There you go for a point. That
nice
is correct. And Mike, which late actor co-starred with Keanu Reeves in the drama My Own Private Idaho as Mikey Waters?
That would be Henry Jones Jr. himself, Mr. River Phoenix.
You are correct, and you are a nerd. In Point Break, Johnny Utah had played football at what university before becoming an FBI agent?
Nice.
Multiple choice.
All right, your four options for a point. Is it A, USC, B, UCLA, C, Ohio State, or D, Arizona State?
UCLA?
is incorrect. And so for a one-point steal, Paige, I'm going to repeat the question and the options. In Point Break, Johnny Utah had played football at what university before becoming an FBI agent? Is it A, USC, B, UCLA, C, Ohio State, or D, Arizona State?
I believe it's Ohio State.
Guy had never seen the ocean before.
That is Ohio State.
What California city do Bill and Ted hail from in the Bill and Ted franchise? We could drive there right now, go to the Circle K where strange things are afoot. That round three is upon us, and this is the round that will determine the match. Each competitor will face three questions in difficult and point value ascending. 2 points for the first one, 3 points for the next one, and 5 points for the toughest question of them all that could see a winner of this match declared.
Which actor stars in the lead role of Morton Rainey in the 2004 Stephen King adaptation, Secret Window?
Johnny Depp.
That is correct for 2 points.
Sly and Arnie. No idea what those names mean, but apparently it has something to do with movies. So here's your question for 2 points. In what 1990s Arnold Schwarzenegger film will you find him playing himself, a cop named Jack Slater, and the Shakespearean character of Hamlet? Five.
The Last Four. Action Hero. The Last Action Hero.
It's so tough, yep. But I cannot award the points to Paige for Betty, although she clearly knows.
Oh.
Harrison Ford movies. Harrison Ford films, and your question.
Always looking for his family.
For 3 points and the lead. Sidney Pollack directed Harrison Ford and Julia Ormond in what 1990s romantic dramedy remake?
That is Sabrina.
What a way to pick herself up off the mat and get a correct answer there. It's so tough to have that two-pointer go against you.
Of mysteries and thrillers for your three-point question. And to take the lead once again, Kevin Costner stars as a retired sheriff named George Blackledge in what 2020 film opposite Diane Lane?
Five, four, three, two.
Let him go.
That is correct.
Oh!
3 points. Oh! Last second.
New releases. And your question. For 5 points and the lead. What 2021 dramedy features supporting performances from Judy Dench, Kieran Hines, and Jamie Dornan?
That is Belfast.
And that is correct for five huge points. Horror movies.
That's right. Some horror for one of these players coming in just a moment. 5 points and the win. The character of Amanda Young, played by Shawnee Smith, appears in what horror franchise?
So time is not of the essence. He's got three repeats left.
He did a good job holding on that three-pointer to make sure he had all three.
Five. Four.
Repeat the question.
Three. That's his first. He has two remaining.
In the category of horror, the character of Amanda Young, played by Shawnee Smith, appears in what horror franchise? You know, it's always so tough though, when you watch a guy like Mike Kalinowski, because he is a great gamesman. He could just be doing this to get in the head of his opponent. He loves to flex, but.
Five, four.
I'll repeat the question, please.
All right, that's his second, one remaining.
The character of Amanda Young, played by Shawnee Smith, appears in what horror franchise?
page, her fate completely in the hands of the killer.
5, 4, 3.
All right, I have one more right,
two,
please. One more.
One, that's his final repeat.
For 5 points in the category of horror, for the win, the character of Amanda Young, played by Shawnee Smith, appears in what horror franchise?
Five, four, three,
Saw.
Two.
And your winner.
Let me stop.
Mike
right there.
The Killer Kalinowski.
So Kalinowski pulls it out. I don't know if he had Saw in his head right off the bat, if he wanted to think it through.